This is Earth and Sky. As recently as the late 1990s, if you pulled a fishing boat from a Michigan lake, you might have seen a few zebra mussels attached to the boat.
Now, when boats are removed from the water, they're covered with the small, dark mussels. Zebra mussels aren't native to North America. They probably arrived as stowaways in the ballast water of ships from Europe. The first zebra mussels were found in the Great Lakes in the mid-1980s. They've now moved into hundreds of other lakes, as well as the Mississippi River and its tributaries.
Zebra mussels latch onto docks, boats, and rocks. Lake bottoms and beaches get covered with their shells. They clog water intake lines and drinking water pumps. They are excellent water filterers. The water they filter looks clearer, but the pollution stays in the mussels' tissues to be released again when they die. And zebra mussels also filter out microscopic life at the base of the food chain, creating less food for other aquatic creatures.
Power and water plants have tried chemical treatments, but they cause environmental problems. Some species of ducks eat mussels, but there aren't enough ducks to control them. As yet, researchers haven't come up with a good way to get rid of zebra mussels once they're established.
Today's program was made possible by the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation in cooperation with the U.S. Forest Service. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.